This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. From market-rate apartment units to a new hotel, there's a lot of development that's been going on in Covington's urban core. The Hotel Covington's the latest example of economic progress taking place in the city. And here to take a look at the growth that Covington is experiencing are Jeff Mills, Economic Development Manager for the City of Covington, and Guy Van Royen, President and CEO of the Salyers Group, the developer for Hotel Covington. The hotel opens this summer in a building that once was home to Coppin's department store, and at seven stories is known as Covington's first skyscraper. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jeff and Guy, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Pleasure.
I always find that interesting that Coppin's was that building was once the first skyscraper the city of Covington had.
Isn't that cool?
That really, really is.
Yeah.
And it's neat that you're able to take that and develop it into a hotel and keep that
Mark,
going.
Yeah, Mark, thanks. We're incredibly excited about the Hotel Covington development. Actually, the restaurant within the property is going to be called Coppin's. So we felt it was our duty to restore the building
preserve
to its historic character and also preserve the legacy of this great man. I mean, some of the things that he did, creating the biggest skyscraper in Kentucky at one time, the first skyscraper, first reinforced concrete structure that Kentucky saw. So 1907, he built it. There's a great story about him as well where construction stalled due to lack of funding, and he went to the Latonia racetrack, and the legend goes he got a tip about a mudder horse, and he came walking out of the track with piles of cash falling out of his jacket pocket, and construction started again the next day. So it's a great story.
And it's a great story, guys.
Little details like that we want to pull into the property and really reflect. You know, we chose Hotel Covington because we want to reflect the local flair and character and historic nature of the city.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, how is Covington doing when it comes to economic development? How much
how much time do you have?
Go right ahead.
It's going incredible. It's going gangbusters. You know, Covington is an innovative, welcoming place where passionate people love to be. And Guy is a great example of the passionate people that you find in Covington that are all working together to transform it. It really is a renaissance right now. You know, I think momentum really began building with the adoption of the Center City Action Plan and then the allocation of resources to implement that plan. And you know, one of the things that among the many things that plan highlighted was that, you know, partnerships are paramount in economic development, and especially in Covington. Covington is a city that's 40,000 people, you know, and that's relatively small. And so in order to accomplish anything of scale, you really have to have a huge degree of coordination and cooperation. And without that, there isn't much success. And I think that you can look at the landscape right now in Covington and see the fruits of many people's labor. And I'm happy to be able to report that Covington's on a great trajectory.
Now, you mentioned the Center City Plan. How did that come about?
Good question. That was before my time. the city embarked on a planning process to strategically look at downtown. So the idea is, you know, you focus your planning efforts and your resources on a geography and then build momentum. And that's what we're seeing. So now, you know, the fire is starting to get so hot in downtown Covington that I think that we're going to start looking at points farther south in Covington, because as you may be aware, but not everybody, Covington goes all the way to 275. I mean, it's Latonia is a part of Covington. South Covington is a part of Covington. And the success that we're seeing downtown is starting to spread.
Guy, tell us some more about the Hotel Covington. Now, is it open yet, or is it still to come?
Yeah, till the end of August we'll be open. So less than 2 months from now. It's a 114-room independent boutique hotel, so it's not affiliated with the flag. We chose that model because we feel it was very important to be able to reflect the character of the city and the history in the building and in the property. Sometimes when you choose to leverage flags like a Hilton or a Marriott, you sort of get restricted in what you can do in there. And we felt it very important that we could really bring out the character of Coppin's before and weave the hotel with that history. It's a $22 million project. We will have all the amenities of a full-service hotel. So we'll have a full restaurant and bar. We've got a 6,000 square foot outdoor patio area with an event lawn. So we really want to be a place where the community comes just as much as guests do. So this isn't just about hotel guests staying the night. It's about a property that the community can be very proud of. There's stories and depth layered in throughout the property, and we want the locals to be there just as much as we do transient guests.
In terms of employment, how many jobs will this create?
It's 115 jobs. So that's non-construction related. There's about 110 construction related jobs that have been created during this process of construction, and 115 full-time positions once we open. We are full steam on our hiring right now. We've got significant parts of the management team on board. We're thrilled with the response we've had. And we're excited about filling out the staff. It's going to be an exciting next couple of months.
I know you say there are some advantages to not being affiliated with a brand, but is it a little bit tougher though to not have that brand name behind you?
I think the tough part is the financing. Quite frankly, Mark, the banks don't seem to get too thrilled with not having a reservation system behind your name. But, you know, honestly now with Google and search engine optimization and the emergence of technology like Expedia and Travelocity and Yelp and OpenTable, you don't really need that reservation system to garner, significant amounts of travelers. The other thing which is unique about this property is it's next door to the Madison Event Center. That center hosts 450 weddings a year, 150 corporate and social events. So we have about 80,000 people rotating through those doors. And frankly, the idea for the hotel was because those guests needed a place to stay and there was no hotel within six blocks. So we kind of leveraged the built-in demand that we had and are just thrilled by the reaction to date.
What were the greatest challenges that you faced, Guy, as far as taking this historic Coppin building and preserving it and turning it into a hotel? I mean, how difficult was that to pull off?
Well, I think it was very challenging for a couple of things. The first part was the financing, the capital stack. We went down a path of new market tax credits initially, and the whole region missed out on new market tax credits in 2014. So we had to reset our plans at that point. Thankfully, we had great partners like the City of Covington, who invested general obligation bonds in the property. We had very supportive investors and great banking relationships. So the financing, once we covered those grounds, really made it – that was the most challenging, but we pulled that back in line. The second part was we're using historic tax credits as part of the renovation. It's a 100-plus-year-old building, and we wanted to make sure we reflected what it used to be. But that involves getting buy-in from the National Park Service on every decision you make when you are developing this property. So ensuring we didn't take away sort of that historic fabric and we enhanced it was a critical component and could be considered challenging for the design, but I think we did a pretty good job, and our architects Hub and Weber were fantastic in ensuring we kept the truth, sort of the history behind Coppins and are reflecting it throughout Hotel Covington.
Well, was it hard to find the right people to do the work? And are there specialists who work on converting these historic buildings and preserving their nature?
You know, what's great about a city like Cincinnati and Covington is there's so many great old buildings. So if, you know, our first okay. effort was to make we really wanted to maintain a local flair with this project. We wanted to use as many local folks as we could, and I think we did a pretty good job of doing that. And they've all had tremendous experience in doing these adaptive reuse, these rehabilitation projects. So Century Construction is our general contractor. They've done this. This is their wheelhouse, is rehabilitating old buildings. And Hub and Weber focuses mainly in Covington. That's their wheelhouse as well. So we selectively chose folks who'd done this before. And, you know, the Salius Group, our company, that's what we've specialized in. We've done 13 properties in and around basically the hotel over the last 27 years. So our legacy is restoring these old, wonderful buildings instead of just tearing them down.
Did they run into anything unexpected once they got into the building and started working on it?
You know, there's always things that are unexpected. We had just the facade. We had to take great care in restoring the facade and making sure the tuck pointing was kept up. The cornicing at the very top was in okay condition, but not great. So we restored that. We found some interesting artifacts, old paperwork, old documents, contracts in the building. We found, these old things talking about the history of the building, which is neat. And we've got those portrayed. We're going to have those portrayed within the hotel once we open. But touch wood, thankfully things weren't as bad as I think most people would think when you take over a 100-year-old building. The one benefit too, it was City Hall for 20 plus years. So when they did their renovation of the property to turn it into City Hall, they did a lot of remediation work and a lot of the sort of heavy lifting of infrastructure. So it was in a lot better shape than most 100-year-old buildings.
Hey, Jeff, it seems like that's kind of the trend right now in Covington. As I'm looking at all these projects that are going on, a lot of it is redeveloping, repurposing.
Absolutely.
The older historic buildings in the community.
Without a doubt. That's one of the things that makes Covington so unique and such a great place to be is our intact historic building stock. It's incredible.
So is it a case of as people work on these? Are they learning, you know, things as they go along? This is how you should do it next time. These are the steps you should take as you go along.
Sure. I think that there's a sort of a learning curve that developers sort of move along as they invest in the city. And we're blessed to have so many incredible developers who are so adept at working with these old historic properties. And the Hotel Covington is just such a fantastic case study for all of the projects that are going on in Covington right now. So, you know, since 2012, the city has invested in projects like these, $12 million in 23 different projects around the city. And what's so great about that is that for every dollar that we've spent, that's leveraged 9 private dollars. So, just since 2012, we've had a total of $110 million in new development through partnership, through collaboration with.
No wonder you said it's going gangbusters.
That's right, exactly. And that's looking to the past, looking to the future. You can sort of tell as a sign of things to come, building permits. And the amount of money that folks, as they get their building permits, are putting down. And in 2014, for example, we had $24 million in building permits valuation for new construction. In 2015, just last year, that number jumped from $24 to $63 million. So that's almost three times that. I think that shows that our trajectory is just off the charts.
So what are some of the other major projects that have been going on in Covington?
Oh, my gosh. So right now, you know, we're seeing a lot, just like the rest of the region, we're seeing a lot of mixed-use residential interest. And that's fantastic because, you know, I believe that in order to have thriving retail, you have to have a critical mass of residents, density, boots on the ground, right? And, you know, right now we have three projects in some phase of pre-development right now that will bring, 600 units online in the next, 3 years or so. That represents $100 million new investment. We're building on our assets. So Mainstrasse, if you haven't been down there recently, go, because there are so many new restaurants that are just top of the line. It's no longer, it's a great place to have a lot of fun, but it's also a regional culinary destination. So we've got great folks at Otto's and Bouquet and Frida and Liss. And I mean, it's just, the list goes on and seems to grow weekly. It's amazing. And with the great retail and restaurant scene that's happening, combine that with the interest in new residential, the future's bright.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're also involved, Guy, with the Mutual Building. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. We partnered, the Sally's Group partnered with Ashley Construction. So we partnered on the Mutual Building and, in fact, the Doctor's Building as well, which is another mixed-use development just next to the hotel. And so there's 15 market-rate apartments at the Mutual Building. We have six storefront retail spaces with anchor tenants like Jimmy John's, and we have a new group coming in from OTR. It's called the Hickory Group. They're going to open a bar on the corner of the Mutual Building, so we're excited about bringing some OTR faces over this side and showing them what we love and have always loved about Covington and the potential that exists along Madison and in fact the city.
So Jeff, cities on both sides of the river, they're basically in competition with each other at the same time that they're trying to cooperate to build the region. So you've got this kind of balancing act going on. How do you do that?
Well, I see it not so much as a competition as a regional move in the right direction. So, I think that the future of Covington is tied inextricably to the future of the downtown Cincinnati. I think that we reap a lot of the benefits of the investment that we're seeing on the banks and in over the Rhine. I think that as people are looking around the banks and over the Rhine and seeing the prices skyrocket for real estate, I think that it's a logical next step to look across the river at Covington. It's very similar building stock. They were developed in similar times, and it's literally a fraction of the cost. I like to say, name a place in America America, where you can buy a really fantastic historic home for $150,000 and then walk to a Major League Football and Major League Baseball stadium. There's nothing like it. It's really incredible.
I think the analogy we used when we were looking at the property to develop for the hotel, we saw a lot of similarities between, on a small scale, between Cincinnati and Covington as you would Brooklyn and New York. So Manhattan and Brooklyn. It's this sort of bedroom community right across a bridge. Actually, our bridge was built first. Brooklyn's the second. But there's a really interesting, I think there's also the power of more is more. We've seen it in OTR where development just pulls more development into it. And I think a strong Cincinnati equals a strong Northern Kentucky and Covington. And we certainly feel that that rising tide lifting all boats. And we couldn't be happier that Cincinnati's thriving. And we just want to do our part on our side of the river.
So you figure if the other areas are doing well, you're going to do well also.
Absolutely. Yep.
Market Lofts on West Pike Street and Pike Star, I think they opened, it's been a couple of years, I think, 2014, market rate apartments,
yes.
Units. You've got the Boom Block Lofts, which are townhomes that are opening up. How much of the development is geared around housing?
A lot, and for good reason, because as I mentioned, you know, our retail strategy is a residential strategy. So we want folks to live and embrace Covington, and you know, that Boom Block project that you just described was a market defining project. I mean that's
what, nine townhomes?
Townhomes. They were. Five of them were pre-sold before demolition even occurred. Now all of them are sold at prices that really haven't been seen in that area. And so it defines a market. The fact that it sold so quickly, it demonstrates that we need more product. And there's space for it. And I think there's a lot of interest in it. And we'll continue to build that product.
Are you seeing more people moving into Covington's core?
Yes. The limiting factor is high quality available product. So the more we've got a lot of historic property that you know, hasn't been invested in a while. It's due for a refresh, and now that there's interest, I think that we're really going to see a lot of those older historic properties come online to a level that, you know, most folks would want to live in.
So how is Covington's preservation community? And how are they to
very strong,
work with?
And they're wonderful to work with. So, I mean, you know, I think that everybody realizes that a distinguishing characteristic of Covington is our historic housing stock, our historic building stock. And I mentioned, you know, it's a place where passionate people love to be, and the folks that care deeply about the built environment are there in Covington, and we're better for it, I think.
Guy, what do you see as being the opportunities for development in Covington?
I think continuing on the housing trend and creating that sort of urban density of housing is will always be a strong thing. You know, a lot of times developers follow the money. It's where the banks are delivering their, you know, their underwriting and stuff like that. Obviously, housing is very strong right now. But down the road, I think, you know, obviously expanding retail on the first floor, the retail level. You know, Covington used to be a thriving retail mecca before the days when the strip malls happened out in the suburbs. And I think we're seeing that net inflow of people wanting to live there, which then will bring the next development opportunities such as retail and you know, that small independent little boutique stores and retail restaurants, things like Amerasia and Riverside that are just thriving down there. Folks who are looking for unique experiences. We're not talking about big box retail, but nuanced niche product. And then also just the rehabilitation. There's still a lot of great buildings in and around Covington and frankly, Newport and Northern Kentucky that need some tender loving care. And I think developers with the right mix and the right attitude can really create some special product.
Yeah. You know, so we were talking a lot about today about physical redevelopment. Another part of my job is, you know, new business attraction and business retention. And one of the things that's really important as I meet with folks who are interested in moving their businesses to Covington is, you know, large employers, they want talent almost exclusively above anything else. They want a talented workforce. And the talented workforce wants high quality of life where they live and work. And so, you know, one of the things that we've been focusing on a lot is improving the quality of life in Covington, giving access to better parks and amenities. The Licking Riverside Trail is a good example of that. The Five River Cities Trail that's going to be going across from Ludlow to Dayton is a great example of that. Our Riverfront Park, which is going to be right across the river from the beautiful Smale Park in Cincinnati is a good example of that, and on and on. So I think that, you know, as a city, we recognize that, you know, it's not all about smokestack chasing to get businesses here. We want to provide a high quality of life so that employers and their workers want to be here.
Well, Jeff and Guy, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Mark, thank you.
Jeff Mills, Economic Development Manager for the City of Covington, and Guy Van Royen, President and CEO of the Salyers Group.